Parshas Emor deals with Dine Kahuna, and it's something which is the inyanim of all the surim, the chiyuvim, besides the ma'adim. There's also in the mitzvahs kahuna, you have the inyanim of kachim, almum, etc., and you have stam inyanim, like not being able to be metame, to marry a certain type of woman, and so on. So the Medrash here gives a specific, I guess, mida keneged mida, why it is that Aaron HaKohen, or the Kohanim in general, was zeichet to the parasha over here. It's hard a little bit to understand. Let's see, it's a small chazal, but Dova Acha, Emor al Kohanim. So the Emor al Kohanim, it's a parasha that was given Yuchat to Kohanim. So it says, what's the Emor al Kohanim? So Ahudach Siv Yiras Hashem Tohoyer Medeslad. So Chazal say that this parasha fits into the musig of Yiras Hashem Tohoyer Medeslad. Omer of Levi, Mi Yiras Nesiyari Aaron with Nakhodesh Baruch Hu, Zocha V'Nitol Parasha Zu Shenazaza Men V'Loi Mibonav Leibonav Saif Kol Aderis. Because of the year that Aaron HaKohen was Nesiyari, that's why he was given this parasha, which stays with him forever. Him and his grandchildren, Saif Kol Aderis. Ve'ezu Zu Parashas HaMeis Shem V'Yim Hashem HaMoy Shem Al Kanim Ne'aret. So Tumas Meis specifically. So the Chazal make 3 points about this. The Mida was Yira of Aaron. This parasha over here is Eina Zazim Imenu, and the parasha specifically Tumas Hameis, and that's Yiras Hashem Tohira. So first of all, what does it mean? This mishnah, this is not Zazim Imenu of Kaderis. No averis, no mitzvahs, nothing is Zaz Kaderis. Every parasha is given to Torah is the Kaderis. So you'd have to say, you would have to separate it from other mitzvahs kehuna, specifically, that are not nageya, hakrovas karbonis, and all these yonim, as long as the korban bayis, it's not so nageya. So of that, this parash is more. The issa of marrying a grusha and so on, I assume is because it's nageya only when a person gets married. It's not something that's as ongoing. Even though it's ein azazim ena lebanav lebanav sekaderes. Not quite sure why, but I assume this is something that's constantly, is not lebim etal meis any given day. It's a constant mitzvah. So the first thing is, this mitzvah zemetz la'ad, we're going to assume is because it's noheg, even when lechura the rationale is not noheg. In other words, the inyan of tuma by a koyen, I mean, everybody is allowed to be metame, always. A kohen, one assumes, because he's going to do the avodah, so even though other tumas he can do, tumas meis is somehow connected with the stush of avodah. So Chazal tells us, no, it's something which is independent of it, and it's there forever. Okay. The second shaila is, the yiras Hashem tohira. It's the Yirash Nisiyari Aaron Fakadish Baruch Hu. What Yira exactly are we referring to? It's not Bechlal. Aaron's Mida is generally assumed to be the Mida Vava, especially contrasted to Moshe. Aaron really stands out as a paradigm of Yira. I'm sure he was Yirei Shemayim. That's not the question. Not whether he was Yirei Shemayim or not. The question was, is it something that the Mishnah, is it something that we should stick out and say, this is the Mida Keneged Mida? Avram is Chesed, and Esau Kashbar gave him Chesed. Is it like that? Aaron is usually Ayiv Shalom, Raidiv Shalom, and we get all sorts of inyanim like that, that Kol Beis Yisrael cried after him. And you know, the inyanim that one would expect to come with Avu, come with Aaron. Here it's all inyanim, here it says because of the Yira. And there's Adgosha here, that because the reason why it's the reason why it's a Medes Lahad is because Yiras Hashem is Tahira. It's the third point. In other words, the Pasuk is giving us a certain reason. Anything that has to do with the Mida of Yira is Tahar. So I assume that that's sort of reflecting on the subject of our parasha. Our parasha deals with Tahara. So the Yiras Hashem reflects itself in the Tahara that Aaron and his children are mechuyevin to stay away from Tumas Meis, and that's why it's a Medes La'at. I assume that's sort of the flow of the Chazal. It obviously needs to have a beer on each of these elements, where they were, how they were, and so on. There's one other place in Chazal that talk about the Mid of Year of Aaron, and it is going on the Pasuk. This is in the parasha of Vayikra, in the beginning in parasha of Vayikra, and it says like this. There's a Pasuk in Malachi. In Malachi, the second parak, the Navi says why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kairos HaBris with Aaron for him and forever. Aaron Zoche LeBonim Ben Kshem Ben Psulim Shnema Briso Yisaita Chaim Vashalom Shei Rodev Shalom BeYisrael. So that was a reason why he got this matana forever. So contrast a little bit with us. But then it says, the pasuk says, Ve'etnem loy moira vayira eini. I gave him moira, and he was scared of me. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it either means, most Pashtunim learn it means, Ve'etnem loy moira Vayeruni means I gave it to him for the Yiras Hashem that he had. Now it's a part of way of saying Ve'etnem loy moira vayereini. I gave it to him as in light of the Yira that he had for me. So it says, what is it? Shekibla ladivater be'ema b'yiresa b'zeya. He was mekabel ter be'ema b'yiresa b'zeya. We have no idea really what it refers to. But the end of that pasuk is "Vipnei Shmi Nachas" meant he bowed before my name, a sort of another way of saying Yira. Amru b'shor sheyotzek Moshe Shem Mishcha Reish Aaron, when he poured Shem and Mishcha and Aaron, in nirta v'nofel achayev, he fell back. V'oma Shem ma'alti b'Shem and Mishcha, maybe I was moil Shem Mishcha. Shem Mishcha is smells good. It's good. So now I have a oil that's being used on my body. Maybe there's meil in it. It says a different lashon somewhere else that a drop fell down on his zaken. So he felt that was extra shemen that should not have. They shouldn't have used it. Ruach Hakodesh, Yeshiva Ruach Hakodesh, Vayimaloi. Hinei matoyv noy shazak nam yochad kishemen atoyv ala roish kitalchem ashei yered matalim boimila afashemenim boimila. Okay, so that is the Chazal over here. So Chazal point out to the only concrete example we have of Yira. So first of all, we have the musig of Aaron Akoyen being Yore a second time, and now it's ensconced in a pasuk. Ve'etnin le'moira ve'yaini. And Chazal give us the example that they gave us is that he was very scared at Shem Mishcha that maybe he was moil in it. Here it doesn't say that the drop, but it says the drop. The point is that's the example of his year and his pacha. Okay. So try to understand. So if this is the example, there's something about this point, this nekud over here, that is ki'ilu the very very. The best example that there is of Aaron Zira. This Chazal here doesn't say anyone to pasuk about the Shemen. It's a Maseiros. So obviously this Maisa somehow seems to be the Nekuda of Zira. This is where it expresses itself. So let's talk a little bit about the Musig of Yira, the Musig of Chiyus, and so on. The Gemara says. The Gemara says in Shabbos, a few other places, the Gemara speaks about, the Gemara asks, who was Mechaber, the Sefer of Megillas Tainis? So the Megillas Tainis is a Megillah of all the tzaras that afflicted Klal Yisrael and so on. So Chazal say that it was the Kadmonim who are mechavev Yisurim. The word mechavev here means they took it to heart. I guess would be a better way of saying it. Not they liked it as much. They took it to heart because for us it's like because of the tzaris, it's like a machat bebasa meis. And so the Gemara basically contrasts a type of people that were mechavev Yisurim, and therefore they deherded, like they deherded Yisurim, and therefore Megillas Tainis is the times when they were saved from the Yisurim. Megillas Tainis is all the times when we were in Tzara and were saved from it. So if we felt the Tzara very intently, then being saved from it was very important to us. We today are insensitive, and it's kemachat bebasa meis, and the Gemara says, but says basa meis does have feelings. Gemara says bebasa meis bechai. But akupanim, there is a strong correlation between the feeling of Yisurim to being basa chai or meis. I want to try to sharpen a little bit the nekuda that the Gemara is saying over here. When something is living, so it means that it is margish. Hargosha, the sense of things, the idea that something is registered in me, is a simen of chius. If it's not registered in me, it doesn't register, so I take a rock. Nothing registers in a rock. I can push the rock away, but the rock doesn't register anything happening around it. It is totally insensitive to anything. Chius means that it's margish everything. The chai, the tchuna of a chai is that it lives whatever is happening. So we're not talking just about a mikra kechush of re'iyah or shmia. The definition of a chai is, the difference between a stone and a bal chai is, a stone is totally insensitive to anything happening around it. A bal chai is sensitive to everything that's happening around it. It's not, this particular chush is a kli, so I can hear the animal running behind me, I can see it running towards me. But the sense that I am motivated, lamashal, I can. There are, when an animal runs past a rock, it casts a shadow. So the rock has some sort of, let's call it, it has some sort of effect. If I have a photoelectric cell and it blocks it, it stops generating electricity, But there's nothing in the rock or in the photoelectric cell that in any way reacts. There's no hargasha. A chai is a margish. Now, in its klolius, that's a very good klolistic definition. In a more pratistic way, let's take it a second darga. Even a chai lemashal. Imagine I have two people listening to music that's being played very poorly, very badly played music. One person has a keen sense of music, so he is, and the second one doesn't have a keen sense of music. The first one sits, and Pashit is b'yisurim, and the second one is fine with him. It's not that his ear doesn't hear that it's off key. He may even be able to tell me it's off key, but since he's not a musical person, it really doesn't bother him. I don't have any chius in my time of music. I was once sitting in a place with somebody who was a very big musician, was singing, and the person was a very idle person, but he asked the person next to him, said, I really feel terrible, but I need to ask you a favor not to sing with everybody. I have a very sensitive sense, and you're terribly off key, and it bothers, it hurts me. You know, it's like some people when you creak something or whatever it is, it hurts them. He said it hurts him pressure to hear it. So the pshat is this person has a strong chiyus. His music lives in him. It's part of his chiyus, and therefore anything that is a negative sense hurts because the hargasha of chiyus is in oinig and in tsar equally well. That's one example. There's a second example, and maybe more important for us in this case. We have a person who is extremely musically gifted and inclined and lives his music high, and he has somebody sitting next to him who's singing horribly. But this person, who's a gifted person, who's so musical, just found out that somebody close to him is deathly ill. He just found out that a business deal of his went wildly successful. He just found something else. He's in a different world. So since he's not living music at this moment, he's in a different world, he's insensitive to it. In other words, like when you have a few windows open on a computer, the window that you're not working in, it's there, it's quote unquote alive, ready, but it's not alive. It's ready, it's not alive. In a person's own gidrei hachius, there's a possibility where a person is able to live something else and not live this at the moment. Just like it's possible, a person who's alive, he might have a spot in his body, Loyalena Tsaras is like that, he might have a spot, places in his body that are insensitive, but Claudius is, he's not there. Emotionally, mentally, it certainly is like that. So we have an association of the Tsar in the Basar Chai, a Basar Chai, Basar Meis, being described in terms of Tsar. So the hargosha of tsar is a determination to chius or not chius. Somebody who is apathetic is somebody who's a mace. I couldn't care, doesn't bother me anymore. And there's a reason why this is so. And let's define it in a way that I think goes very much to the sheirish of it. A chai, the chai's innermost rotzen, is kiyum, is his own kiyum. And if something threatens the kiyum of the chai, then that's tsar. Because the innermost desire of a bal chai is to survive, to be, to exist. And if the day a person becomes insensitive to something that is threatening his kiyum and his chiyus, that means that pnimius, his chiyus, is already cut off. If I couldn't care less, chas v'shalom, would I live or not? Then the person is no longer a chai be'etzim. It's just a question of time, but the person is not a chai. The midas in avodas Hashem. So the midah of yira is the midah of how much am I living it. Let's give an example in a different area. A person who trains, let's say, to do something very delicate surgery. So the delicate surgery is something that demands a tremendous amount of tension. It demands attention. It demands that the person be constantly tensed and wound up and so on. He understands the implication. One wrong move, the person is dead or crippled or whatever it is. He understands how difficult. Those are all the things that give attention. It's rarely the issue is not that the person stops thinking that it's okay to kill somebody. He starts thinking that it's okay to kill somebody. That's not usually what happens. When people mess up, it's because they feel it's okay to keep it in a different window. Right now, my window is to think about X, Y, or Z, and I'm putting this on the back burner. That is usually where people mess up when they have very, very demanding tasks, because they what they did was they moved it over to a secondary chiyus, to a chiyus with potential, to a getter of chiyus like sleeping. I'm alive, but not quite potentially alive. All the type of fault that we find with the person who doesn't do right when he's not on his guard, a soldier who becomes too, he starts becoming too secure, means that what he does is he knows the facts, he understands the risk, everything is good and fine. It's not in his chiyus, in his kochius, it's now a secondary window. Of all the avoidas, of all the inyanim, the place where this is a pagam most often, in most, is in Yiras Hashem, in avoidas Hashem Beis Hamikdash. In other words, by the mashal, vayoychlu vayishto vayechses lekim. So the Lashon Chazal is there were no gasus leiv, gasus ruach, familiarity. In other words, beseda. When the first time I sit and I do a kerem in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that is kol kulei. Wow. Beseda, I'm part of the chevra now. I don't have the tension, the sense of amida b'fnei HaMelech that I have as if it's now the most, it's the thing in front of me. The any blunting of that hargosha of tension is something which is a pagam more than anything else. Being frivolous in front of a king is merida b'malchus. Being light, frivolous, and so on. So the number one requirement for somebody that's oymed lifnei melech is the ability to be oymed lifnei melech, the ability to have that hagash of lifnei melech. And therefore the pasuk says that the Aaron HaKohen, when it was nimshach. So Chazal bring out this point so sharply. The Meshicha of a Kohen Gadol means that that's the moment of becoming a Kohen Gadol. That's my moment of entering Kahuna. That's the Meshicha. The Meshicha is a sign where it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpi on you, a Ruach. His first reaction was, none of it is allowed to stick to me. In other words, let's say I have a car given by my company to use for the company. So the greatest struggle is, once I sit down by the wheel, it's my car. Beseda, I'm not supposed to use it for coming, but to be able to feel that I'm driving someone else's car and it's not mine at all is the epitome of that yira. The idea that if it's someone else's, even if it's in my rishus, even if it's in my custody, it's not mine. That is the measure of the tension that a person has regarding that object. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moishech him for Kohen Gadol, so in the Oymek HaGosha, if a person thinks a minute and says, wow, you know, I was zeichet to something, that passes it. I mean, the minute it's I reflect on myself, then by definition almost I'm puzzled, because it's kol kulos avdus. It's called Kulay Avram's Aaron HaKohen's reaction to the Meshicha was have I taken any of it for myself? That's what he reacted to it. Is the Shemen that's Yerid, you're right, the Shemen comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but have I absorbed any of the Shemen? Was I moil in the Shemen? Extraordinary. The right person to get the Shemen is the person who takes none of the Shemen for himself, who doesn't allow any to get absorbed. That was the Midah of Year of Aaron. I saw somebody writes, I think it's a very beautiful thought, on the Pasuk, it says that v'etnim loy moira v'yira eini. So he I think Dor Gedalia says it. He says, if the Akadosh Baruch Hu gives people moira, in other words, the tchuna of being sensitive to threat and being tense that you survive, everyone got that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that because that's the giving of chiyus. And HaKohen's mail was vayura'eni. He focused it. So just like the person who's so musical that we spoke about, he focuses his yira on the sounds. The person who most people have a sense of survival of self, so their yira is about themselves. V'etnim lo yira, I gave him yira. Vayura eni, and he took that matana, and all of it was about me. So the person who is oimed lifnei Hashem, whose job is to deher the lifnei Hashem, is the midah that we're talking about, is this type of midah of yira that is kol kuloi, the awareness of lifnei Hashem. That's the midah that's needed, and that's the midah that defines Aaron. So the first point is the midah of yira, and the midah of Aaron, and so on. In the world of Chaim and Misa, Chaim is defined always in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, of all the tchunas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed a guf. And the guf that was formed is a product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once formed, it stands on its own kaviyachal. That's the nature of things you do with your hands. Vayetza means he gave it its surah. So the guf that we have is our own. It's courtesy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's our own. The vayipach ba'apof means that chiyus is something that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifeline. Chiyus never was given over to this bria. It says there are three maftechas that are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and they all have to do with chiyus. Chiyus, Leida, Parnasa, Gshamim, Parnasa, those are all, Pshad is the oxygen. Oxygen has one marker where it comes from, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way for chiyus is V'atem advek mashem akeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim. The way in which we lost it was when we menatek ourselves on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we, you know, Nachas says v'isim kelokim, we went off on our own. That's how we lost it. So the Misa in this world is, the essence of Misa is, where the person was menatek the sense of HaKadosh, of Chibot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sense of using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's life. So just like a person who, Lolein, sometimes find people demented, and you put them on oxygen, and they're doing fine, and then they say, I mean, you see I'm breathing fine, why do I need to have ropes and things hooked up over here, and they pull it out? Because the reason why you're breathing fine is because you're mechuber. The minute you're menutik, you're no longer alive. So the sheirish of Misa and the Pagam and the Kilkel Misa and the Bria was the Nituk and so on. The Tuma, the Tara of Aaron HaKohen, the Is of Tumas Meis, goes beyond, you know, all other Tumas have Shaykhs at Misa Kiyadua, but the smaller Madregas, they're ready to love this. An animal dying is a much lesser sense of Misa. It doesn't have that sharpness of it. This is an inyan that shaykh l'oylam. I want to understand its shaykh l'oylam is much stronger than just the fact that it lasts forever. The fact tahara, in this sense, when we're talking about the opposite of tumas meis, is that chiyus is v'chay l'oylam is by definition. If you live a minute, you live forever, because since both of them are a toitzah of a dibuk and a chibuk kadosh baruch hu, mali a minute, mali forever. When I'm talking about something that kadosh baruch hu put into this world to be its own entity, a guf. So there's a young guf, there's an old guf. Anything that's mitzias is defined within this world, that mitzias is defined as a mitzias that is self-defining, and b'meila it wears out with time. Time destroys everything, because anything within this world is part of the world of time. Chiyus is something that's kasha ach v'rak ribono shel olam, and b'meila anything that is kasha that is chai must be l'olam. This mitzvah yiras Hashem Torah medes la'ad. If yira is the sense of being lifnei Hashem, of being kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of sensing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully, then it's not shayach that it should be limited in time. So whether it's because Karbanis lasts a small amount of time or whatever, but imitzad, the etzem nekud of it, the yirah sheboy demands, the chiyus, the yirah, they demand that it be la'ilah. Let's speak about this in a broader context. True, this is all neged to Ayin HaKoyen. Ayin HaKoyen goes in to the Beis Hamikdash. He stands lifnei Hashem. He stands in front of the Aron and the Chulu. So this is a defining tchuna of Ayin HaKoyen, that he can never take it for granted. He can never make it habit. He can never relegate it to that second window of it's functioning but on a low flame. There's no such thing like that. That's the Ayin HaKoyen, and that's obviously the biggest picture of it. Let's talk about ourselves a little bit. The vast majority of us don't have a problem owning up to the fact that there's Ribbono Shel Olam, and when I'm davening it's Lifnei HaMelech, and when I'm learning I'm Oisik B'Shas Shuv, and when I'm doing this, all of the wonderful things the Musa Sfarim say, I think we're all pretty ready to sign off on. I don't think any one of us has a problem signing off on what the Musa Sfarim say. That's the, you know, it's fine. That's not the issue usually. The real issue is to put the chiyus starts with an awareness that this is it. It's just like when somebody's watching me, I have an awareness. I have a sense of somebody watching me, and I watch myself. Having a Kodesh Baruch Hu there, it's never a problem of do I believe, don't I believe, and so on. It's a question of this year that we're talking about, of being Basar Chai. And Chazal expressed this. The reason why we don't celebrate Megillas Tainus, why we don't make Megillas Tainus. So the Chazal said Megillas Tainus, we'd have no end to the Megillas Tainus, and we'd have to have 10 Sudas Hadar every day, and so on and so forth. Fine, those are all. The point is, it's become Basar Ames. For a person that has had one miracle in his life, so that's awesome. For a person who lives because of 100 miracles, miracles recede into the distance. That's the Teva Dvarim. My Rebbe Chaim Shalevitz used to say, and it's a certain element, it's a certain kav in Avodas Hashem, I could say in many ways probably more literally Yiddish. He used to refrain from going too often to the Kaisel. And his point was not to lose the Hagasha. In other words, to go to the Kaisel and to stand there without that sense, it should be just another place to meet somebody. Just a kind of another shul to daven in. There's a certain, for persons about nefesh, there's a tremendous pagam in that. It's become basa meis. Having basa chai, which means the more sensitive, and when something is sensitive, almost by definition, it's more painful. A person whose ear is very sensitive, most noise in the world is extraordinarily painful. For a person, when we say somebody has sensitive teeth, it means if it's a little hot, it hurts. If it's a little cold, it hurts. A little sweet, it hurts. A little sour, it hurts. Every little sense hurts. For a person that does not sensitive, it's fine. He could tell if it's hot or cold, but it doesn't affect him. Sensitivity, being affected by something. Yiras Hashem is the sense of something in a way that it touches on a certain chiyus. It's probably the biggest struggle for anyone once a person is within the Beis Hashem, once a person is within a framework of doing good and so on. So it becoming familiar with it, it's not just what we think of it, we don't have enough kavana. It's basa ames. And something that's basa ames peters out. It's not la'olam. The only thing that lasts la'olam is Yiras Hashem. Only the person who is tense every time he takes a knife in his hand to cut somebody is a surgeon that should keep operating. The day a person takes in his hand and he's not tense, he should stop. Avodas Hashem is the hardest part of Avodas Hashem is to keep up that Yiras Hashem Torah Medes La'at. It takes a lot of avodah. Really, it should be the focus of avodah. And some of it, it's in two ways, really. One is, the more this is the most important part of our life, then the more our attention is there. For a person that's like, we gave the example of a surgeon, who also likes playing golf, and he also likes eating out, and he also likes this, and likes that, so he drifts in between the different worlds. And a person where this is his only life, this is all he has, then the understanding is always, I mess up, it's gone. A person who has one investment, all of his money is in one investment, is 24/7 chewing his fingernails. A person has 100,000 investments, so say that, you know, some go, some don't go. There's never that tension in every single investment. So a person's one teva is the more a person's Yiras Hashem Tahira. The more the Yiras Hashem is undiluted with other years, the more it's a Medes La'at. There's also the certain element of being able to focus, not to learn, not to do things habitually. So when a person walks into a Beis HaKnesses and the person is Kaveh himself, and a person thinks one minute, now I am in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the time for that. Forcing yourself to focus and to know what it is another part of this puzzle of doing it. Al Kapanim, it's a different understanding. The Yiras Hashem of Aaron HaKohen was the personal sense of being Mesharis Hashem. Right now I am standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm not taking it for granted. It's in the interface between him. His interface with people was not the Midah of Yira. His interface with people was Taken Midah of Ava. But the Midah of Yira that's written about Aaron in both these places describes that his entering in Kodesh HaKadoshim, his entering into the Kodesh, carried no familiarity with it. He might have gone in 1,000 times. The 1,000th time was as nerve-wracking as the first time. The pagam that Aaron came off, but as Norim Naviu, Vayerchel, Vayerchtu, Vayechsu, the pagam that we heard here described there is a familiarity. Derech HaOlam is when a person comes in front of an august personality, he's in awe. The Bnei Bayis are not. That's the Teva Dvarim. I once spoke about Tisha B'Av a few years ago, from Reb Gadol Eisner, that he was from the Chashuvim Bachurim in Ger, and one year decided to stay by the Rebbe for Pesach, the Seder, and he conducted himself a tremendous aim of Yira, but he felt afterwards, as a chassid, he should not have been in a setting with family. And even though the Rebbe and family, the Rebbe conducted a Seder, but B'cholofen, the gvul between the person who's supposed to stand lifnei Hashem is supposed to stand be'emu be'yira b'resis. That's the hallmark of Aaron HaKohen. Every person, his darga of, if a person asks himself, where am I holding? Where's my darga of kedusha? Where's my darga of chiyus? The chiyus is measured not with only how much eslavas you happen to have. What sense of tension do you have when you take to a mitzvah? When they speak about the risk of Rav's extraordinary tension in doing mitzvahs, so people somehow see it as a dictuk in halacha to be yoitza, to be yoitza many mitzvahs and shitas. The nekuda pnimius of it is, each mitzvah to him was connecting a bomb. Each mitzvah to him was oilam umloya. The awareness of the chshivas of it, the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me, HaKadosh Baruch tells me, bring a carbon, I'm overwhelmed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, so I have to perform to stands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do I do first? The Yiras Shamayim is not that you look for a lot of chumris to make life as difficult as possible so that he suffers for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. The Yiras Hashem is his sense of it. His nerves, he was like a soldier who's been in battle time and every single nerve is strained, and he knows and he understands the significance of everything he does. That's Yiras Hashem. The Parashas Emor is based, the Kohanim's miyuchadik emida, why they're Meshar Se Hashem, is because they never lose that sense. And if a person has that sense, the way he should have it, it becomes permanent, because Hashem is a medeslad, and the chiyus that a person has in mitzvahs, the sense of it, chiyus is not the geshmaki, hasn't it? Chiyus is the sense of it being real, of living. That's something, if a person learns to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what Olam HaMitzvos is, what Achrayus is, and what's expected of him, then the person does mitzvahs the 100th time, like the first time, and Yiras Hashem Toyer Medes La'ad, and Yizeichat Techayim Ad Olam. Shabbos.
Maybe the